Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Many of us have taken Red Saunders' famous words to heart. Commentator Katie Davis says in her Washington, D.C. neighborhood, young people have their own phrase for those who don't measure up.
He carried you, Katie. Tiffany is telling me this as she swings the pleats of her public school uniform up Columbia Road. Swish. He carried you. Swish. I'd die if it was me.
Dora is carried you. Well, I'll put it in proper language. Carried you. That means you got this, boy.
So yeah, getting carried is getting dissed, and it is bone-deep embarrassing. If it happens in school, 13-year-old Tiffany explains, you are marked. Friends turn away like they don't know you. Even being with someone who gets carried can be damaging. Tiffany was horrified the day Francesca said hello to a popular boy.
And he say, do I know you? And they get a little neck motion or everything, like, do I know you, seriously?
In other words, he carried her. Was rude for no good reason.
And we all out in public. I'm like, she all messed my reputation up.
And apparently, that's what I did to Tiffany a while back, all out in public. Here's what happened. I had signed Tiffany up for a reading program. Most D.C. public school students are way behind on their skills. A kid might make A's in the eighth grade and still read on a sixth grade level. The problem was, though, the first day of this reading program conflicted with Tiffany's ongoing mentoring sessions. That's easy, I told Tiffany. We'll just go down and ask the director of your mentoring program if you can miss one night. So that was the plan when we walked into the director's office. Before I opened my mouth, though, he looked straight at me and, well, here, let Tiffany tell the story.
May I say it? Who are you? Over attitude. No, I'm going to put my little voice on. Who are you? I'm Katie Davis. I ran a program. Oh, and why are you here? I just want to explain that Tiffany, she has another program to do, and I want her to come. I don't want her to miss the first day. It's very important. It's maybe she can reschedule or do something. No, this is a one-in-a-lifetime chance. Students from the
I
world...
I tried to reason with Mentor Man. I'm here because Tiffany needs to improve her reading skills. He was silent, his mouth set. Tiffany was looking at the floor, red splotches spreading over her cheeks.
I was scratching my head like, Katie got carried. He wasn't trying to work out nothing.
No, he was not trying to work out anything. He had reverted to a teenage boy in the hallway, trying to put me in my place. Mentor Man leaned forward and said, you know nothing about my program, about what we do here. We want Tiffany to go to Harvard. And I swear he said it like that. I wanted to scream back, she won't be able to find Harvard on a map if she cannot read. I said nothing, though. Tiffany just sat there in the middle.
Then he looks at me with a tough face. You better pick me. You better pick me. And Kay has that, I know you for the longest. We're like buddies. And then I'm like this. Dun, 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 dun. It's like we went all out Jeopardy style on everybody. It's like, dun, dun, dun.
It dawned on me that I was losing. Maybe because we were on the mentor's turf. Maybe because I had become a supplicant. And possibly because whenever anyone mentions Harvard, I get a little insecure. So I changed tactics. Well, what if Tiffany goes to a half an hour of my program and then shows up late to yours? That way she can go to both. A long silence, and then the slightest nod from Mentor Man. I immediately stood to leave, and I am not proud to say that I did not offer my hand. For one long block, Tiffany and I said nothing. As we rounded the corner onto Columbia Road, though, I had composed myself, and I was ready to point out the lesson. You see, Tiffany, conflict can be worked out. People can compromise. She looked at me like I had lost my mind. Tiffany had been in the room, and she was not buying it.
It's like, who wears the pants in that story? He did, actually. Let's say you came in with the pants, and you left out with a skirt. It's a difference. It's a difference.
I'm always telling the kids to back away in a fight. But I had just done that, and it felt wrong, sour. And I think maybe that's a good thing for me to taste, so I know how hard it is to walk away from disrespect. I kept trying to convince Tiffany, though, that she had witnessed some healthy give and take. All she said to me was, you gave it up too easily. I'd never hire you as a lawyer.
Be more aggressive, Katie. Be, like, just be like, say, Well, sir, it's like you got a problem with me. Is that straight? Come on. Make sure your voice echoes and carries out.
I still urge the neighborhood kids I work with to walk away from any fight. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But I now keep Tiffany's advice in mind. There is a way to carry yourself as you walk away from a fight so that you don't get carried.
That story from Washington, D.C. writer Katie Davis and her ongoing series, Neighborhood Stories.